Senator Jackson came in.
One, two, three, four.
Five.
Oh, yeah, he's a member. Is he still a member? Okay. Meeting's called to order. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Hertzberg?
Here.
Hertzberg, present. Stone, Allen, Weisel, Jackson?
Here.
Jackson, present. McGuire? McGuire, present. Monning?
Here.
Monning, present. Stern, Vidak? Vidak, present.
Okay, quorum's present. This is file item number. There is no number because it's the only one. SB 269. Chair's recommends a no vote on this matter. Please present.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. This is one of Senator Vidak's favorite subjects, fish tickets. Fish tickets are also known as landing receipts, and they're used by commercial fish buyers to report what was caught, how much was caught, et cetera. Candidly, it's one of the most important parts of the industry because we figure out how much is being landed every year and the prices. This bill requires landing receipts completed and submitted electronically to the Department of Fish and Wildlife to be submitted within 3 business days of the landing. Transitioning from paper, and it's all done via paper now, paper landing receipts to electronic fish tickets just makes sense. It helps save time, it reduces costs on all sides, and it increases the storage and availability of records and data. I'll get to the point here and say that this has been a long time coming and a lot of negotiation with the Department of Fish and Wildlife as well as fishermen across the state. We were able to conclude this deal by going from 24 hours to be able to report your landings to 3 days. This is a deal that is supported by the fishing community throughout California, as well as the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And I have here today Rob Ross, who is the Executive Director of the California Fisheries and Seafood Institute, to speak in support. Thank you so much, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator, for carrying the bill. This bill will result in electronic tickets being received by the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the other federal agencies that are concerned with the data on fisheries, probably 10 to 15 times a month versus 2 times a month. So they'll get it 7 times more than they're getting now, 7 times more information, and very rapidly. So we think that that will be a nice starting place for us to get to a point where maybe we can shorten the time that we can report. But Oregon has a 5-day requirement that when fish are received, they have to submit electronically within 5 days. So we're ahead of the pack. We're at 3 days, but it's a very important matter. It seems a little benign or silly, but it's not. It's very important and it allows us to manage our fisheries properly. We ask for your vote.
Thank you very much. I hate tickets. Any questions from Senator Jackson?
Yes, could you tell us just how this information is then used when the tickets are received?
Well,
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Senator.
No, you're good.
The department would use the data. They would know how much of each species of fish that is landed commercially in California is landed and the value of the fish. There are some quota fisheries, and under present law, because we only report twice a month, and we've been doing that since 1930 by mail, they're able to more accurately hit the target if there's a 1,000-ton quota, if there's a 100,000-ton quota. Now they might have to sort of guesstimate that we're going to have to close you down this Friday at noon when they could have allowed some fishing until Sunday at noon and allow fishermen 2 more days to fish
so
and us to receive
the
it.
Information helps you manage how much fish is going to be allowed to be caught and collected so that you can maintain an appropriate level of fish stock? Is that what this does?
Essentially, yes. We are very much in favor of data and science in fishery management so that we can manage our renewable resources.
Thank you.
Bill's removed. Anything further from the members? Anything closing? Hearing none. Anything further from the members? Nothing. Any support? Any opposition? Secretary, call the roll.
This is Senate Bill 269 by Senator McGuire. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Hertzberg.
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Stone, Allen, Weisel, Jackson.
Aye.
Jackson, aye. McGuire. Aye. McGuire, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Stern, Vidak.
Aye.
Vidak, aye. 5-0.
It's 5-0. We'll hold the roll open. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
See you at 10 a.m. sharp.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
7 minutes.
Yeah, sharp, exactly.
Nine by Senator McGuire. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Senator Stone, Allen,
aye.
Allen, aye. Hueso, Stern.
6-0. What 6-0? We'll hold the open for a couple more minutes. 6-0. Okay, we'll announce the vote 6-0. Meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much.